Christ has risen indeed. Happy Easter, my friend, and I am so blessed that you decided to spend a few of your precious moments with me. Amen to that. And today, I'd like to chat about change and the challenges and rewards that it brings. I get it. Not many of us like change, especially our minds. We get stuck in our little ways of doing certain things, such as a glorious morning routine of coffee and reading, or a nighttime one with a glass of wine or a cup of tea with an hour of watching the boob tube. That would be TV for you folks in the back. But what happens when life tosses you a curveball with an unexpected plot twist? What do you do then? How do you process it all? And at the end of the day, are you happy with what you were handed or super grumpy because you ended up getting the short end of the stick? Me? Let me think on that and I'll have to get back to you. It's a lot to absorb on a beautiful Easter Sunday. I know, but it's good for us. So let's tackle it, okay? Then I'll let you get back to your family and Easter brunch. And to help you out, I recommend the Dream Your Dreams, Plan Your Life workbook on my Rise, Love, Live boutique on etsyshop.com. Do you find yourself struggling with constant anxiety, stress, or burnout? Maybe you're navigating through overwhelming waves of sadness or darkness. Has someone allowed you to believe that you're unworthy? Well then, we're here to debunk those beliefs and help you to overcome them. Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Radiance From Within podcast, guiding Christian women to build their confidence and self-worth. My name is Heidi, and I'm so excited to have you here. We'll work together to help you overcome negative beliefs by incorporating prayer, devotionals, and journaling into your daily routine. Additionally, we'll explore the power of words and how they can impact your mindset and well-being. Because when you unleash your inner peace, you will find the desire and strength to spread kindness and compassion. Join me each week and unlock your radiance from within. Discover your power and strength and embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. As I sit here with my journal and devotional pondering my words for today's episode, I reach deep into my heart to check in and see what I truly feel about change. As the green begins to pop on the trees, I realize that I definitely like it when it's planned and expected, like spring. I enjoy change when I'm in charge of it, like choosing to eat healthy or making time for my mind, body, and soul. But I bet I'm like many of you. If I don't have a say or a choice, like a lost job, divorce, or illness, I don't do so well with that. However, albeit sometimes uncomfortable or even downright crappy, change is good for us because it allows us an opportunity to grow. Change forces us to stretch ourselves beyond our day-to-day lives, dig deep into our inner selves, and reach up and out to God to help us navigate the circumstances. And I can hear you now. You like things to remain as they are. Well, my friend, sometimes we don't have that choice. We need to rely on those who support us and pray for the strength to make it through. Still, it's essential to understand that embracing the opportunity to grow rather than staying stuck benefits us. We want to welcome this chance to develop personally instead of remaining stagnant. This is known as a growth mindset. Remaining stagnant, however, would be a fixed mindset. So what's the difference? And frankly, why does it matter? Great question. So a fixed mindset will tend to avoid challenges, take criticism personally, and view effort as fruitless. Where a growth mindset learns from failures, embraces challenges, values effort, and fosters resilience. That growth mindset helps us foster hope, a love for learning, and a positive outlook on life. And as we continue to explore ways to develop this resilience, let's take a closer look at how we can cope with change through our faith. I know. We've talked a lot about resilience, and you can bet your bottom dollar that we're going to talk about it in future episodes too. And that's because as we navigate our different seasons of life, we will continuously encounter change. Yet our faith and an amazing best friend will guide and support us through uncertainty and give meaning to these challenges. With hope, we can thrive. Hebrews 6:19 reminds us that hope is like an anchor for us. It is strong and sure and keeps us safe. And in my favorite devotional, Kate gives us this beautiful and effective way to put to rest a previous time in our lives. So I want you to take a small pad of paper and in there jot down phrases, words, and memories from the part of you or your life that is different or perhaps even gone. You can draw your memories or cut out pictures from magazines. Then say a few words and a little prayer over that journal and say goodbye to that part of you. Now, I'd like to take this exercise one step further. After you say your prayer, give that book a kiss. Lay it in a fireplace and light it on fire. Watch those embers fly up the flue to heaven. My dear Lord, grant me the courage to embrace change, to release what no longer serves my highest good, and to welcome the new opportunities that lie ahead. Help me let go of attachments to the past and free my heart from burdens that weigh me down. In fact, give me the strength to lay them at your feet. Grant me the strength to trust the journey, knowing that every ending is a new beginning and every setback is a step toward growth. Guide me through transitions with grace and clarity, and grant me the wisdom to surrender to your plan, not mine. May I find peace in letting go and joy in the endless possibilities that lie ahead. And the people of God said, Amen. Now, my friends, stand up, give yourself a big hug. Go and enjoy this beautiful day because God so loved the world, He gave up His only Son. Christ has risen indeed. I believe in you. Now it's your turn. Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. But before you go, a simple request. If this podcast has made a difference in your life, please leave a review where you listen and share this episode with someone who could use a little light today. Knowing my show has impacted your life brings me so much joy. Remember to explore my Etsy boutique to discover the workbook you need most this month. And until next time, my friend, ignite inspiration, spread hope, and dance with faith.